from Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Darling Downs Radio Club Secretary, with the club update for Sunday the 1st of December. First, we'd like to know if these updates are useful to you. Drop me a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au to give us the good or bad news. And let me know what you might like to hear in the updates if we're not covering what you need. There's been a lot of interest in the next tech meeting to be held on Monday the 9th of December at the Toowoomba Library starting from 1900 local time. John VK4JBE will be our expert guide into the exciting topic of software-defined radios. As mentioned, this is where the traditional circuitry of LCR front ends in mixers, filters, amplifiers, mods, demods, detectors, all manner of RF signal handling is replaced by software and embedded electronics. There are a couple of good online articles about how SDR started, and the information in Wikipedia is worth a review. The session will be practical, and John will show and demonstrate real hardware and available online solutions to help you understand what you can and can't do with an SDR. Did you even know that there are SDRs available online? Yep, you can control or interrogate hardware remotely through a browser session. That gives you access to online SDR sites all over the world. Most of us will be using either SDR hardware built into off-the-shelf HF and higher band radios, or you might have your own dongle like the RTL SDR. John will talk about how you can control such hardware in the shack, what you can and can't achieve. If you have your own dongle or hardware, feel free to bring it along. And if you're thinking of buying one, then you're in luck. John has some very good comparative information to help you make a choice. That's all happening on Monday, the 9th of December. Now, to social activities and the end-of-year barbecue, picnic, live rag chew and family day, and that'll be held on Saturday the 14th of December. Location is up now on the website. We're meeting at a park in Toowoomba that has great facilities and, weather permitting, because all parks are outdoors, will provide a neato setting for some actual ham stuff, should you feel inclined. Check the club website at ddrci.org.au for details of location and how to register. I'll give you more information next week, but it's the standard deal, no charge, bring your own everything, starting from 11:30 and running until people leave. Should be tons of room, but you might want to bring a chair in case all the tables have gone. Finally, don't forget the 2 metre club net on VK4RDD every Sunday at 10 and the 80 metre net at 3.650 plus or minus QRM every Saturday night at 19:30, both local Queensland times. If you missed any of the detail in this bulletin, don't panic. It's all on the website, www.ddrci.org.au, and you can drop a note to secretary@ddrci.org.au if you want to get on the mailing list. So, once again, Monday the 9th of December for the SDR tech session, Saturday the 14th of December for the barbecue. And that's it for this week. 73s from John, VK4JPM, for the team at the Darling Downs Radio Club.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I ventured into the field of prompting clubs to think about letting us all know what they're up to. It's one of those things that seems to have been partly left behind as the various platforms on the internet have increased and access to community media has reduced at the same time. We've seen the newspaper industry in the suburbs and regions get gobbled into large conglomerate ownership and just sprouts of regrowth show as people recognise they are missing the local news. We've seen the broadcast networks reduce staff and close local offices, and local news has been reduced in time and scope. These are the commercial big brothers, and my question is, do we have to follow them? Some years back, media packs made available by the WIA to assist amateurs prepare and present news of events that would interest the general community to the capital M Media. They're a good starting point because they used standard formats and suggested processes for successful press releases to be generated by we amateurs. Now, I think we could do this with assistance once again, as all too often, what the amateur radio community does is more like a secret society than a community movement. Similarly, we have access to attracting people who are attracted to electronic technology by using the knowledge at our fingertips. Not only a press package, but a simple pro forma items to assist people in getting their thoughts together for electronic distribution, whether it is by radio, internet, audio, or video streaming. In my area, at least one TV channel seeks video and still images from viewers. So I know that a little bit of effort can have a big result in putting your group in front of the stage. I rather gather that the number of club newsletters has fallen and the printed material has been reduced and only partly replaced by posts online. What we're doing seems to be ensuring that less and less people are hearing the stories that we have to share. So, what have we got that we can use? We have local club nets, internet platforms and newsletters, whilst not forgetting the regular club meetings. If we want more people at our meetings, then we have to invite them in ways that they know they are invited and welcome. Then there are the weekly news broadcasts. I've mentioned the fact that I started learning about what was happening in the amateur world by listening each Sunday morning to the weekly news. Worldwide, countrywide and local all found a place in it, made a schoolboy feel like he was sharing and learning. I still look forward to the weekly news, but maybe the mind is playing tricks, or maybe we aren't getting the stories to air that draws our listeners in. We are the newsmakers and the reporters, so how about putting your audio to air with us? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.